Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to the Barefoot Shepherdess, Mint and Thistle's at least monthly podcast. Today I want to talk about something near and dear, the meditativeness of food photography and cooking. I also want to talk a little about my process and how I capture some of my images. At present, I'm sitting in my kitchen with the smell of maple and blueberries surrounding me. My view is of a kitchen covered in powdered sugar, blueberries, lemon peels, and flowers. I have these flea market find vintage copper measuring cups strewn about, and my camera is covered in a fine layer of cake flour, and to be honest, so am I. Today I was feeling a little distraught because I woke up far earlier than I should have, and it's so gross outside with sleet and rain that I couldn't get anything done. After putting on my big girl panties and getting over the fact that all of my daily outdoor plans were out the window, I decided to create something. In order for me to create, not only do I need the actual subject matter, but I also need the right light. Because it is a dull and overcast day, the light in my home is gorgeous and flat. It's just what you need, really. With that in mind, I began planning out my shoot. I don't know about you, but if you've ever been scrolling through Instagram and seen all these gorgeous images of people creating perfect food, you're thinking there is no way they're actually making food with a perfect setup like that. Because if you're anything like I was before I got into styling, you're a tornado in the kitchen and it looks a little like a bomb went off after you're done preparing your food. However, in the last couple of years, I've begun to treat preparing food as a sort of meditation, particularly when I'm shooting it. Here's my process. First, I decide on the main subject. Today, for example, I'm making a blueberry lemon maple spring cake. With that in mind, I know I'll be dealing with blues, yellows, and whites. Perfect for spring and perfect for spring flowers. Before I cook anything, I have to visit my local florist. I use a locally owned florist who gets flowers delivered every Monday, so today was ideal for picking out some fresh ones. I gathered some foxglove, a couple of irises, some greenery, and a couple of creamy yellow flowers, of which I used to know the name, but it slipped my mind at the moment. Typically, I would just walk outside to my garden, but considering it's still winter in April, I can't do that, so I had to go out and buy the flowers. Honestly, though, you're probably wondering why I need flowers aside from the fact that they look good in photographs. It's a good question. The answer is, I have to deliberately choose my flowers to match what I plan to photograph. To complement the images, the food, and the time of year properly, I have to pay a lot of attention to this detail, and I don't buy hundreds of dollars worth of flowers, quite the contrary. I am attentive to every detail, and I set my intention to be as frugal as possible. With that in mind, I ended up with 12 stems of various flowers. I do pick some apart for images, but the rest will end up in my kitchen in a beautiful bouquet until they wilt away and I dry them and hang them up. After the flowers, I settle in at home. Before beginning to actually prepare the food, I have to pick the right music. Now, this might sound really trivial, but it's actually the most crucial bit of my process. Today, it was the soundtrack to Pride and Prejudice. Sometimes it's 90s alternative rock, sometimes it's Cardi B and Talib Kweli. It totally varies depending on my mood. After that comes the setup itself. I only use ingredients in my setups that are also in my recipe, otherwise it would look super awkward. For example, I had finely peeled lemon curls, fresh blueberries, and eggs from our chickens in my setup. I always use our Moran eggs as they're red and gorgeous, and they photograph beautifully. On top of that, I'm one of those people who likes to use vintage flea market find things, such as the measuring cups I have in these images. They cost next to nothing to purchase, only the time to find them as I sifted through a flea market about an hour north of our house. My husband thinks I'm crazy, I think, as I always feel so accomplished and happy when I find these little things. Then there's creating the food itself. For this cake, I took photographs of each stage of the process. I won't use all of the images, but it certainly ensures that I'm paying the proper care to the food itself. Stirring slowly, adding ingredients intentionally, it really is an exercise in meditation. Much like walking across a Japanese water garden with only a few stones as the bridge, you really have to pay attention and it brings you right into the present moment. Then, after, I get to sit and write about it and smell the cake as it bakes. I can right now smell the maple syrup. It was made by a farmer and friend of ours. It reminds me of harvesting elderberries with them, boiling sap, and our children playing near the duck pond. I will then take the cake out, photograph it, and share it with my whole family. I will ask my parents to come over and try it. I will bring a piece to my daycare provider. I share it with people who I love. You see, there is something amazing, meditative, and beautiful about creating food and food images. I invite you to check out my newest blog post, which features the recipe of the cake I just made, as well as images of the shoot. What's your favorite thing to create? Leave a message on our Instagram page or on our website, mintandthistle.com. Thank you so much for joining me in this brief meditation on food. Until next time, be well.